This is the KGEZ Good Morning Show with Robin Mitchell and John Hendricks. And joining us from the Northwest Montana Veterans Stand Down and Food Pantry, we've got Cinnamon Davis.
Hi, Cinnamon.
Hi, how you guys been?
Good. Who did you bring with you today?
I brought Pamela Kohler. She is our new CEO with the Veterans Food Pantry.
Welcome.
Well, thank you.
Hi there.
Good to have you with us. Right up to that mic nice and close. Yeah. So tell us how you came to this new gig.
Well, there was a need for a CEO, and I decided that I wanted to commit my life to helping organizations and veterans, and it just happened.
Wow.
A nice fit.
Yes.
So give us a little idea of where you come from, your background and everything.
Okay. Well, I'm actually from Montana. I grew up in Missoula, and I met my husband and moved up to the Flathead Valley about 6 years ago.
All right.
Yeah.
So you look around, you say, gee, where can I serve a lot of people? And this popped right up at you.
It did, actually. My passion is helping people, with different walks of life. And it was just, God called me to this place in my life. And
terrific.
This is where I'm at.
That's good.
All right. Yeah, they're stuck with me now.
And we like it. It's a good thing.
Well, since you've been on the job a couple of days, you probably haven't had an opportunity to. I'm sure that when you talked to Cinnamon and the staff there that you had some ideas on things that you could do to make things better.
Yes. So there's a lot of programs that we want to implement and bring to our veterans. And so just slow and steady, we have been doing some changes and sprucing up around the pantry and the thrift store and making it more shoppable, growing our Dura Medical program, providing services for our veterans as far as our one to wash, one to wear, and just really growing and sustaining our food pantry.
Fantastic.
She also opened the durable medical equipment. It's now open from 10 to 4:30. It used to only be open 10 to 3, but it's open 10 to 4:30.
Okay, now I've heard of durable medical equipment because I'm getting my knees done again this coming Monday. But what are we talking about, durable medical equipment?
So it's a free loaner program. And with that, so anybody can borrow equipment that they need. So if you need to borrow a wheelchair, walker, bath bench, so somebody's coming to town for graduation, grandma is, and she needs to borrow a wheelchair, you come and grab that. Or like you, with you going through a surgery, the doctor might say that you need a knee scooter. If we have one available, because all of our stuff comes in by donation,
right,
and then we're able to loan that out. There's some items that we actually sell within the building, and those are specialty things like your maxi lifts, your Hoyer lifts, and stuff like that. So you can come in and look at any time. And we also have briefs and depends. People donate them if they sizes they didn't need or whatever, they had too many, then they donate those and we're able to sell
those. So, Robin, you're going to need a walker for a few days.
Yeah, well, for, I don't know, 10 days or a couple of weeks, I guess, until I can go back and get checked out with a doctor.
But see, this is really cool because you don't have to go and buy one.
Well, I don't buy one anyway. I got the Medicare and the Schedule F, so I don't want to deplete your inventory. You know?
We have a huge inventory, and a lot of times the insurance doesn't get on board and pay for it when you need it right away. Like, you might have an injury where you need it today, Monday through Friday, 10 to 4:30, and the insurance isn't going to get it paid for. They don't get it in stock for a week or something. And then so you can borrow it for up to 170 days, bring it back.
Wow.
And so also some people only need it a short time and they're like, well, I don't want to spend this money. And that's how it kind of got started. Our veteran had the insurance, but their spouse didn't. And we had all this free durable.
That's good.
And they would use that money to pay for that.
Medicare, you get something like that, like a walker, you get one in your life. You get just one.
Yeah. I think they changed that to maybe one a year, one big item a year.
So like a wheelchair, you only get one of those.
Yeah. So if you have an injury and you need five items and your medical's only going to pay for one, pick the one that we don't have and come borrow the other four. And then next year you can buy another one.
Yeah. Mine is surgery related and I got that Schedule F thing matching whatever they don't cover. But as long as it's Medicare approved, I'm okay. So I've never paid anything. You know, I mean, maybe I haven't open the bills. I don't know. I've been busy.
In any event, it's a wonderful service.
Yeah, it sure is.
Yeah, when Judy had her leg thing.
Yeah.
If you remember a few years ago, we were able to use one of their walkers for a few, it was about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And it really came in handy because, you know, as we say, you only get one of those in your life. And why use it when you don't have to?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and there's a lot of people in the community that doesn't have insurance.
Yeah.
And so that's where the service is really great. So can come in and they can get what they need, borrow it, and then they can bring it back.
Right. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
One of the things you guys are going to be doing a great service is a shred event. Tell us about this.
So we've been doing this. This is our seventh year. And we have a lot of providers that help and assist us with it. And so the National Coalition of Veterans and the Kalispell Vet Center, AARP, and Agency on Aging, and the Veterans Direct Care all support this. And the Shred X comes in, and they have a big shredding truck. And so what it is intended for is for the people it's right after tax season, so if you want to get rid of your important documents, you can bring up to 4 boxes for free with a donation. You can bring food or cash donations. And then we put together swag bags, and it's got information and suicide prevention, fraud and theft prevention, and information on Medicare fraud prevention, caregiver support, and then a free gun lock in it. So we just hand those to you. We do it like a drive-through style. One of the first years that we did it, or actually we had already been doing it, but during COVID, we had a car line that started 2 cars deep, and it started way on the other side of Kmart and came through.
Wow.
And it was solid all day because, you know, everybody was cleaning their stuff out at that time. And that was so much fun. But we got everybody in and out of there. It just takes 2 minutes. We come to your car, we get your shred material, and it's all shredded, and you don't have to worry about anybody getting your Social Security numbers or any important information.
I tell you, in this day and age, you know, you better be careful.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So we're going to do this. Give us the times again.
It's going to be from 9 to 3. The truck takes a 2-hour break from 11 to 1 because we fill it up in that first 2 hours and they have to go dump it. And that's when they go, ShredX goes over to Valley Recycling, dumps it, and then they come back by 1 o'clock and then we just keep doing it again. And then I will be on site the whole time. I don't take a break from 11 to 1. So come on in and say hi.
Yeah, I see the ShredX truck. It looks a little bit like a FedEx, doesn't it? And and I was thinking they're going to dump the stuff, but that'd be great fire starter for your fireplace or something too, when it's all curled up and shredded.
Yeah. Well, use your unimportant ones for that and bring your important documents to me.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was thinking the shredded ones. You put the shred in there. Boy, that'll torch. That's great. So anyway, it's this Saturday, and it begins at 9 a.m. You're going to have a lineup again, probably. So get there early.
Yeah. No, you don't have to get there early. Some people don't come in the morning. They like to do the afternoon run. And we're there that whole time. So,
okay.
Yeah, even if you're not a morning person or if you have another event to do, go do your event in the morning and then come to me right after lunch or depending. Mm-hmm. If you're a morning person, come in the morning. So
try
to make it.
That's kind of going on outside as a drive-through type operation. Uh-huh. What about the food pantry and everything inside? Will it be open that day too?
No, we're not going to open it this year. We have in the past, but it hinders the drive-through way. And doing the drive-through way, we had 144 cars come through last year.
Wow.
So it was easy, and we were like, we could have had at least twice that many. It was nice. So come on in, however many cars.
And you do the shredding right there on site.
Yeah, it goes right in that big truck, and there's a window where you can actually watch all your stuff get shredded. So
that's kind of reassuring, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, you guys. Well, listen, that's fantastic. This Saturday from 9 to 1, then 1 to 3, get your stuff shredded at the Northwest Montana Veterans Food Pantry. And welcome to you, Pamela.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We look forward to a lot of great conversations with you.
Yes, thank you.
And Cinnamon, as always, thanks for so much for all you do and your folks have done.
Yes, thank you guys very much for having us.